You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate, so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready crew? It's your boy Emeka here. And today we're gonna talk about why I am done with single family rentals. I just recently sold my last single family rental in my portfolio. And I posted online, I was like, oh, you know, so happy to be done. This is the last single family rental I will have ever. And a lot of people actually reached out to me. They're like, oh my gosh, why? I thought you said real estate's the best in the world, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm here today to tell you why. The number one reason why is because it requires a lot of work. And it requires the same amount of work that you can do for a multifamily. So if I'm gonna be putting in all this work for a single family house that is gonna give me minimum returns, right? I'm not saying it's bad, but if I can put in the same amount of work for multifamily, let's say a quadplex, I can get more cash flow from that quadplex. It's still one roof with four units, then it's a no-brainer for me. My goal is to get to $10,000 a month as quick as I can of cash flow. And with single family rentals, it's gonna take longer, period, point blank. And the issues that you're gonna have is multiplied with single family rentals. Because let's say I have four homes to get rent from four different people versus one quadplex, where I'm getting rent from four different people. Well, here's the thing. That's for the four homes, I have four different roofs. I have to bookkeep for four different properties. Property management will, you know, take 8% from each property, which I guess will be the same. But at the end of the day, it's gonna be more work for them. You know why? Because they have to go to four different properties versus being under one roof with one property for four units, right? Now let's multiply that by two. Let's talk about eight homes versus an eight unit apartment complex, right? You still got one roof for the accounting and the bookkeeping for one property. But if it's eight homes, it'd be eight different roofs, eight different properties, more maintenance. You're going to be charged for the travel fee, so forth and so forth. So multifamily is just better for economies of scale. And let's say you have one tenant who moves out of your eight unit apartment complex. Well, it's not gonna hurt you as much versus if you have one person who leaves one of your homes out of the eight homes, it's an issue. It's an issue because you still have to pay that mortgage. And if you still have to pay that mortgage, that is going to be a bigger hit than if someone were to leave your 8 unit and one person moves out, right? Because a mortgage for 8 units should be cheaper than a mortgage for 8 different homes, because it doesn't equal the same, right? Because you got one property for 8 and then 8 properties for 8. So understanding that it just takes so much more work for single family rentals is the reason why I sold my property, right? I love that property. It was my baby. I will always remember that. It was one of my best investments I've ever done. However, this is real estate. This is real estate investing. You cannot get emotional. Emotional is not going to help you make money. It's not going to help you build wealth. It's not going to help you live a lifestyle that you want for yourself and also for your family. So it's just easier to deal with multifamily. It might take longer to get your first multifamily complex, but it's going to be better for you in the long haul. If it takes you 3 years to get a quadplex versus 1 year to get a house, 2 years to get the second, it just makes sense. Save up. And I always recommend everyone to just go big. Go big. Go for the multifamily. It's easier. There's better economies of scale. And I've talked about it a little bit today, but let's talk about the accounting, right? If you have partners, which is very common to have partners when it comes to investing in deals, multifamily, especially the bigger you do, the more the likelihood you're gonna have a bunch of partners. But with the accounting, right, we there's these K-1s. But if you have multiple single family homes, let's say you have jump to 10, that's 10 different forms that you have to provide versus, I'm thinking you're getting a trend now, one, right? If you want to do less and get more, that's why multifamily is important. I sold 3 single-family homes, and the only time I will buy another one is if I'm going to flip it. Flipping is what makes sense for single-family homes, and that's because you can get in, you get out, and it's quick cash, right? Let's say 3 to 6 months tops. Quick cash to get in and out, and it's just simple, just like multifamily. However, one of my favorite reasons that I like multifamily is because there's less competition. It is not necessarily easier to find a better deal. However, you're dealing with less people who can knock down that deal. So that means there's a little bit more strategy, but there's higher barriers of entry. And so what? What does that mean? Well, with single family homes, if you're trying to buy a rental, the amount of people who are trying to look at it, or who is looking at it, or who is trying to buy is tremendous because it's easy. Everybody can go on Zillow, Redfin, Realtor, talk to a realtor, and get hundreds, maybe even thousands of homes that they're looking for. If your buy criteria is set in stone, and you're looking for a 3-bed, 2-bath, a minimum of 1,200 square feet. Even if you're that specific, they're still going to have hundreds of options. And the homes that people want to rent out, when it comes to investors, a lot of them are similar. Most people want to rent out to a family, or if they're in a college town, have as many rooms as possible to rent by the room, right? Real estate is not new. It's actually very old. It's one of the oldest asset classes that there is. So don't think that you're thinking outside of the box. There's definitely still new things, new ideas you can bring to the table. But if you're new, there's not going to be many things that you can think of that someone else isn't, and someone, where 20, 30, 40 people aren't looking, right? Especially if you're in a crazy nice area like Austin, Texas, or heck, even Kansas City or Miami, Tampa, name a random city that everyone likes to go to, right? So a lot of people know that. But whenever you're comparing that to multifamily, right, there might be a lot of people with the same ideas, but there's not as many, Right. And then you also have to build the relationship with the broker if you're trying to get a commercial unit, that, which is above 4 units. So higher barriers of entry means that you have to be a little bit more sophisticated. You have to do a little bit more due diligence and a little bit more education in order to speak the language that brokers are expecting. And then once you build that relationship, once you have proof that you're serious, you're consistently communicating, then you're in with that broker, and then they're going to start bringing you deals, right? 80% of deals are typically done through a broker, 20% are done off the market. So your relationship with the broker is more important, right? Having a relationship with a realtor can help. It's going to help. However, it won't be as beneficial as a relationship with a broker who does multifamily because there's less of it. There's less of it. So you want to make sure you have that relationship. So when that once in a lifetime opportunity comes, you are ready. When it comes to multifamily, sometimes it takes years to get into deals, and that's what deters people away, right? My partner Nico, I think he said he'd spent either 3 to 6 years until he got his first deal. And 3 to 6 years, 3 to 6 years. And that's a lot, and a lot of people can't take that. However, would you rather spend 3 to 6 years getting mediocre deals, dealing with headaches, and potentially actually getting that, plumbing call at 3 a.m., or you wait 3 to 6 years to get the same amount of money that you probably could have done with the single family homes as rentals and have one property, one thing to deal with, and not multiple, right? And it's just simple. And I think that if everyone were to focus all in on multifamily, even if it's residential, for multifamily is 2 to 4 units, commercial multifamily is 5+. When it comes to banking, that's very important. But if everyone were to focus on the multifamily, I think a lot more people can get to their goals faster. I sold my single family rental because I quickly realized that multifamily just makes sense. I have 32 units here in Florida, and the amount of work I put in to these 32 units, the amount of energy that I have to give is much less than that one single family home that I dealt with. Why? Because when the property manager for the single family rental isn't doing their job, it's a lot harder to get them to get on top of it, right? Because you have to think about it from a property manager standpoint, right? If my rent is $1,900, they charge 8%. I think that's about $152 that they're receiving a month. So no matter if I try to strong arm them, hold them accountable, threaten them, $150, $152 a month is not going to motivate them. So what? Leave. Everyone has a single family rental, like I said, so they're not gonna feel as motivated, especially if they're renting out or if they're managing, hundreds of units or, let's say even 50 units, right? $152 is not gonna mean much, and they're not gonna want to deal with someone like me who I would say is the muscle and kind of not aggressive, but who wants to hold people accountable and make sure they're doing their job. And let's change the roles, right? Let's say I have a 10-unit complex. And I get a call from a resident who somehow found my information on the internet, got a private investigator, and got my phone number, right? If I call that property manager, they are going to take things a lot more seriously, be quicker, because I'm giving them 10 units. They're getting a percentage per unit. So, and not only that, it's easier for them because all the units are at the same location. So it's easier for them to manage because they don't have to go to multiple different places. It's not one person traveling 10, 15, 20 minutes or an hour to handle one client because their homes are all over the place. So the thing I want you to get and understand from this episode is I sold my single family rental. I'm not just telling you, I actually sold it. I'm doing exactly what I'm preaching. I want you to get that multifamily is the way. It is absolutely the way. You can get it done with single families. I'm not saying you can't, but it's going to take a lot more work, a lot more energy, and a lot more stress based off what I've experienced. But if you go to multifamily, you're still going to have some stress and some work and some energy to give. But because of economies of scale, one roof, multiple units, it's a lot easier because you're dealing with everything at once. And then you do not have to panic if one, two, or three people leave. Get them filled in as soon as possible. But your mortgage isn't in jeopardy. Whenever I had turnover for more than 1 month, that's $1,900 down the drain. And that could be a couple months worth of cash flow just because of one person moves, right? Even if I have 10 homes, right? If one person moves, most likely your other 10 homes cash flow is not going to cover that mortgage. But for the multifamily, it can. Until next time. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.